Welcome to the Rise and Flow podcast with me, your host, Elaine, a 5-1 manifester and the goddess of fun. This is a space where we go deep into unlocking your magic so you can step into your power in your life and business. Tune in weekly with me and a host of expansive guests where we dive deep into areas such as energetics, spirituality, and business so you can rise and flow. Welcome back, podcasters, new people, future podcasters. This is a very special episode. So one, it's going to be an initiation and an educational episode on the secret weapon that you're missing and how podcasting can help you skyrocket your business in 2024. And also, it is the second year anniversary or second birthday or whatever way we want to call it of the Rise and Flow podcast, which, to be honest, is actually crazy. Like, what's even more crazier is that I'm sitting here in my new home in Mallorca on this beautiful island, looking out with the sunshine going, oh my God, what a crazy whirlwind these last 2 years have been. And honestly, I owe so much of my success to podcasting, not only as a marketing tool, but more so what it meant for me as a business owner to stop hiding, to start speaking my truth, and stop trying to fit into a little Instagram character box and trends and getting tired and all this kind of stuff and actually just not being consistent in any way at all. So I am just very grateful. I'm very grateful. And I'm going to loop a little bit back to my very beginning, I suppose, on the podcasting piece, because I remember, and this might resonate with some of you, right? And this is it. Like, this is what podcasting is, right? It is actually just like storytelling. Really and truly. Yes, you can go into notes and all this kind of stuff, but really, like, that's what I started to do. I started to just come on and speak my truth, right? And I've got a lot of lessons that I want to share that might resonate with you and might actually kind of shine a light on some of the areas of where you've been hiding and holding yourself back in your business and the excuses that we make, right? Number one, I always told myself, so 3 years ago, I said my big goal, like when I was doing this, like, you know, new year, like goal setting strategy session. And it was like, what would I do, right, if everything else was a success? And I was like, I'd really like to launch a podcast. But I had all the story of like, you know, oh, I needed to be a 7-figure business owner. That was in my brain. And maybe because I have always worked for multiple 7-figure business owners. And that was like naturally then podcasting was just kind of coming online, I suppose, at the time before I went out into entrepreneurship or whatever. It was just part of my programming that like got busted out of it, right? On a few different sessions with like when I had a tarot session, when I did started doing my human design, it was all about like, you know, your power is your voice. And I'm here going, really? Like, what does that even really mean? Now I understand it. Now I understand that for me to make an impact on the world is literally just like, you know, okay, sit in my pajamas is how I started and hit record on a microphone and start speaking my truth into it. And it was just such a game changer. So there was a lot of blocks on this. I'm going like, what do I have to share? Is things going to resonate? But I'll tell you what a fundamental problem was that was blocking my growth was that my audience was too small, right? And I'm not even just talking about like how many followers I had on Instagram or whatever. I'm talking about as in when I was speaking my truth, like, so when I was talking about, oh, essential oils are so powerful for this, or I was talking about like hypnosis or what, all the different things that I've been training in and I was like opening up to, and it was as part of my awakening, right? My community was actually quite small. And when I went out into entrepreneurship as well, bear in mind, we're in a pandemic, right? So like, it was literally just who I was connecting with online and my dog. So like, when I'd be here voicing my opinions on certain things, it was just like it was falling on deaf ears, right? So you would be amazed at how much that chips away at your confidence. And that's why I'm always talking to people now, like, you know, get into masterminds, get into memberships, get into society groups, business networking groups, whatever, because your mindset is the average of the 5 people you spend your most time with. And your central nervous system is the average of the 5 people you spend your most time with. So This is why podcasting really unlocked such deep healing for me, right? Because I had all the tools, like the oils, like the spearmint and the lavender. And I, you know, I already got into like the tapping and the energetics, and I was really working on this. But really, what I really needed to really heal my throat chakra was to speak. And in that, and you'll notice if you start podcasting or when you start recording lives, like your voice, you'll start coughing and clearing or whatever, because that's like the energy moving. But the most profound one, which I would have shared when I started the podcast at the start, and maybe you've listened to this episode. If not, like go back to the very beginning and kind of tune into some of the journey. And can I also just say that I'm so grateful to everybody who has been with me from the beginning, because if it was not for you, I wouldn't be still here today. Well, obviously I'd be here in this world, but I mean, the podcast would not be still alive, because the statistics of the amount of people that start a podcast and give up is actually quite high, right? So thank you so much. And this is why I want to give this back to you in this episode. So Desiree Mangandog was an energy worker that I went to, and she had said to me, you know, oh my God, you've got such a powerful channel. But I was like, yeah, but it's all just so confusing. My brain is so loud and I can't articulate properly. And I feel so blocked because, you know, I get this urge and I'll start writing. And then I try to post on Instagram and I have too many characters and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, you all know the whole slavery that we can feel to social media sometimes. And this is why for me, podcasting was stepping into my sovereignty in life, in business, in speaking my truth and finding my message. So when I got going then, she was like, speak. She was like, when you start using your voice, and she was like, do it as much as possible. Like, you know, speak out into the ocean, speak into your, launch a podcast. And this was confirmation for me because it'd been coming in from several different places, right? And like, I mean, I'm coming from a place of growing up of always being told I'm too loud, tone it down, particularly in the corporate space, I'm too much, all this kind of stuff. So there was a lot of like wounding that like needed to like heal, I suppose. And actually just by stepping out and do it, that is actually what changed. So if you remember, my first very episode was, do not let comparison capsize your role in the collective, right? Because if you're interested in a certain field, right? Maybe you're a health coach, maybe you're a breathwork practitioner, maybe you are a tarot reader or a salon owner or whatever. Right, you obviously follow similar content that you find interesting, and Instagram is naturally going to show you all that type of content. So you literally will think that that's the only thing that exists in the world, and that's actually not true at all. So that episode was the first one I created because I was really seeing people just like holding themselves back and getting like, you know, the sister wound was showing up so much. So I just let it rip, right? And I just put it out there, and I was like, I don't care, sure, geez, I don't even have that much of a following anyways. So like, you know, what's the worst that can happen, right? And that's why I always ask yourself, when you're stepping out into a new area in business, like what is the worst that can happen by you putting yourself out there? Really and truly. Okay. So I did. And what happened was that it landed so much with people. And when I say people, like people that I don't know, people that were outside of my existing audience. And then I moved from actually just having a riff to like my family or my friends, who are not on the same journey as me, right? Who are not interested in setting up a business or interested in all of the same things to the extent that I am, right? So then actually what I was having was I was seeing proof, right? I was seeing proof that, God, actually, you know, I have something to share and, you know, I am a channel and, you know, like this is powerful. Like this is actually really, really helping people. So off I went. And I'm going to say on a full hands on heart place of transparency that like I have not been like best practice at podcasting at all. Like bear in mind, I launched my podcast first and then I launched my mastermind 3 months later. And then a few months after that, it was like my membership. And then I started stacking in all my stuff. But I want to show you that this is proof that you don't need to be huge to launch your podcast. And actually podcasting has been the key tool that has given me my success in business. And it is where I'm going to be channeling, honestly, I would say 70% of my energy in terms into my marketing this year. Like it's going to be open to a whole other game because that is the power of podcasting. I want to share some market statistics with you to give you permission as well to see, like, there is space for you. There is a place for you in the world of podcasting. And I'm going to ask you some questions here, right? So do you feel like you lack consistency with your marketing? Do you get absolutely bored and frustrated with social media? Are you sick and tired of all the trends on, I mean, I'm sure everyone jumped on that whole Threads thing with Instagram a while back. And then it's like, oh my God. Do you feel like you're censoring your voice on social media? Like, I mean, I wanted to come on and market my podcast, my podcasting course Presence on Instagram first. And then I was like, no, I can't do that actually because, well, sorry, I obviously can, but I'm going to lead podcasting first because I'm obviously going to go on and criticize Instagram. So I will get shadow banned. I'll be penalized. There's all of these things that we have to factor in with the algorithm. And that's why for me, I'm like, no, everyone needs to podcast. So if you've answered yes to any of these questions, like let's just tune in a little bit more and go, right, is podcasting for you? So podcasting is a great way to build your brand, right? It's a great way to actually share what you're about, what your background is, for you to share stories about like the transformations you've been on, for you to educate on whatever your area of expertise is, for you to bring in other thought leaders in the area, for you to learn and educate your community and build actual like proper discussion and expansion for humanity to evolve in a way that is not as censored to the same extent that social media is. And I think as well, the real key piece is that I found myself over these last 2 years, even going back into like, if I take a break off social for a while and then I come back in and it's like new trends, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, no. So after having this like kind of couple of months away from working on my business while I was relocating country, it's been great to kind of see what is really working organically all the time and what works the hardest for me. And that's podcasting, 100%. Every single day of the year, there's somebody listening to episodes from even 2 years ago, which is absolutely crazy and amazing at the same time, from all over the world. So I'm like, okay, great. Well, I'm like, that's where I need to be putting my energy into as opposed to just constantly slaving away for Instagram. And I have some cool content coming to teach you new ways for Instagram as well over the coming weeks. But today I'm focusing in on podcasting. So my approach to podcasting now is that I'm going to create an episode. And then I have all of these really slick AI tools that are going to like chop it up. They chop it up into videos and they get all of the marketing. So recording, marketing, uploading one each episode. So say that's around 40 minutes. End to end will take you 90 minutes. And that'll be marketing that can be done for a whole month, right? So if you take in one day a month, you can actually get all of your podcasting done with the advancements in technology. So it's really great that I decided to move country because I planned on launching this program like 6 months ago. And I didn't because I obviously decided to move. And I'm like, no, I'm not creating anything else now until I land in my new life. But the advancements in technology since are amazing because I have been able to not need to outsource as much. And sometimes, right, if you've been using outsourcing as a strategy, which I really do encourage, but like, you know, you have a VA who decides that they don't want to be a VA anymore. And then all of a sudden you're back to the drawing board. And it really slows you down, particularly like, you know, if you've got a lot of other things going on in your life and you've got multiple revenue streams or businesses, etc. So these new tools actually make it really sustainable to actually launch a podcast and be more consistent at it. And I didn't do that in my first year. I wasn't super consistent. I put them up like, you know, once a month. I have 28 hours of recorded content. I'm at the top 5% of podcasts shared globally, right? In the whole world, like how the fuck is that even possible? I'm like, hello, I'm just like a little girl from Ireland. And then I was like, no, I'm gonna freaking own this. And I saw 59% audience growth in 2023. So the reason why this has all been channeling through me, I suppose, is because sometimes I get frustrated when I'm not seeing results with clients, like I'm sure any other mentor or coach will feel that. So I'm like, and as my 5-1 self is like, how can I get a solution for this? And I want to debunk all the shit that we tell ourselves that like oh, if you're not worthy of having a podcast, or maybe it's the tech that's like too much, or you think it's already too late, the market's saturated. And here are some facts. It's not, right? So market statistics and trends from 2023 to 2024, there are 2 billion active podcasters in the world. Sorry, I said that wrong. 2 million. Maybe I did say 2 million, but like, I'm just going to really reemphasize this in terms of the potential scale for growth and why you need to move now, right? So active podcasters means that there's 2 million podcasters out there across all platforms that have published a podcast at least within the last 90 days. Then there's obviously like millions and millions and millions that have launched and probably fell off the wagon or whatever. But they don't have the new tools now that are available to podcasts. So like, maybe they'll come back and maybe they'll join my presence program. So if that's you, actually, like, you know, jump on in here. But so in terms of 2 million podcasters, there is 464 million listeners that are listening to podcasts every single day, right? However, the potential for growth, right, is humongous. So you've got 2 million people producing content for over 464 million people, right? But the audience, right, if you want it in terms of digital platforms for marketing, so Instagram has 1.6 billion active users, right? So if you think of going like, there's huge potential for growth in actual people starting off podcasting for the very first time, right? And I'm talking about actually like listening to podcasts, right? So we're going to see a huge trend in audio and video content in 2024. And that's going to form through like, you know, TikToks, YouTubes, whatever. And why I'm going to be teaching you this, why it's here, like go podcast first, because with this solution, you will record one piece of content and you can disseminate it across all of these networks in audio form, video form, etc. But in terms of revenue, right? Currently, 2024, it's predicted that the revenue generated in the podcasting industry is going to be 30 billion. So billion, we're into the billions now. And then by 2030, the figure, it's going to be $131 billion is how much the podcasting industry is going to be worth, right? So from 30 billion to 131 billion. So that's like what, 4 times growth in less than 6 years, right? So if you think that the market is saturated, it absolutely isn't. You are actually getting an early, it's kind of like a little like early crypto success story, I'd imagine. All right, I'm just going to put that out there as a little prediction. But I want you to just sit back for a second and think of kind of going like, right, okay, we see so much of this. I want to be a millionaire. I want to have like a million year. And then it's like people get there and they'll just throw out like, I want to be a billionaire on my vision board. But like, I mean, no one actually really conceptualizes how big a billion is versus a million, right? So I'm saying there's 2 million podcasters right now in this world, in the whole world of 8 billion people. So in terms, if we had to break a million and a billion in terms of like dollars or euros, or whatever, into time, a million is equal to 11 and a half days in time. And a billion, 1 billion is equal to 32 years. So basically like it's going to 4X. So it's going to go from being 32 years to like 120 something years in the next 7 years. Like that's the rate of growth. If you want to look at it from a real statistical point of view and to shut that subconscious down. So I'm always coming back to like, you know, shut the fears down, shut all the little stories that we tell ourselves and start showing some proof to go, yeah, it is safe for me to just go for this. So on the back of all this, I decided then to launch Presence. So it is my new evergreen program that is going to teach you everything that you need to know to launch your podcast. And the most beautiful thing is that it is my most low ticket accessible offer that I've ever done to date. And I was really, really sitting with this, right? Because I think of like as an Aries with a Scorpio moon and the whole, the manifest and the 5-1, all of this, right? Like I really sometimes get caught up in kind of going like, how am I going to move people into action and into results and into change and impact, right? And I really sometimes do feel this like, not pressure, but I'm like, okay, come on, let's make more change in the world. But I do see the frustration because I feel it myself with social media all the time. And you know, I'm a real like love-hate social media person. And maybe that's because I worked in this field for a long time prior to stepping into entrepreneurship. But I know I see it in all of my clients. And it's the one thing that makes them want to give up because they go into entrepreneurship to be an expert and a thought leader. I don't know, about like money, about breath work, about natural health, about gut healing or whatever that is. Financial management. I'm trying to just like list off different clients that I'm working with right now. But like they're all from different industries, right? But that's why they got into the game. That's why they went into entrepreneurship, to like share their passion. And then it's like, oh my God, I have to like learn to be an accountant and a content creator and a marketer and all this kind of stuff. So this is definitely my most cutting edge course and solution that I've done so far, because I want you to get, I want you to get in there and go, right, I'm going to go for it. And it's broken down into three easy modules. So it's not going to take you a long time. I've worked with people over like the space of a week, as I've said, to like launch their podcast. And not that I'm encouraging you to move at that speed. I do think like, you know, like let's put in 4 weeks. But it isn't just another course. Like it's actually an action plan to launch your podcast, make it a success. And I'm covering off all of the areas. As you know me, I'm always about the mind, the energetics, and the strategy behind something. So I'm giving you all of the tech, the training, and the tools to make this podcast dream of yours a reality. So module one, we're going to be looking into like technical mastery and voice activation. So going in, like exploring the trends and strategies to launching your podcast and exploring all of the different options that are out there. But I've narrowed down like, you know, what I recommend is the top tools to use, in addition to different healing modalities that will help you work on your throat chakra to clear your voice. And trust me, when you start podcasting, you are going to really, 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 really clear your channel. And you're really going to amplify everything. You're going to amplify your brand. You're going to really like grow your audience, because it will all start to flow so much easier for you. So once we kind of get your digital studio set up, which I'm going to teach you how to do, to set up a studio online, I interview people from all around the world, super easy. And we're going to move into like the content creation and empowerment in module two. So I'm teaching you like how to edit, how you're using AI to like edit, get clips, and do all of the things that I mentioned before that like I'm now able to do in 90 minutes that used to take me days before. And let me tell you, like when you are working on your self-worth and listening to yourself for an hour on a podcast, start can feel like absolute torture. So I've actually like factored all of these solutions into the program so that you actually can fall in love with the process and actually find podcasting fun. And it's going to bring a whole new energy to your business. Like I honestly, I would say like I put that down as like my 100% guarantee on my website. So after the whole editing piece and content planning and guests and all that kind of strategy work, we go into the marketing and audience growth. So module three is very much about you going, right, you've done the recordings. Like, how do you actually market your podcast? How do you find your audience? How do you grow? How do you disseminate it across like multiple platforms? And how can you lead with podcasting to actually support the rest of your business? And I'm also teaching you different strategies, like as in like where podcasting fits into your overall ecosystem. So you can be like inserting your leads, and it is going to work for you 24/7 all around the world. So I'm going to stick my link for presence into the show notes. And as an offer of gratitude to everybody here for tuning in and for being a listener and for being one of the reasons that the Rise and Flow podcast has made it to its second birthday, is offering you 10% off the course, which is low ticket anyways. So this is just an extra little bonus for you with the code podcast. So if you put that in when you're checking out, you will get 10% off the program. It is actually not something that you need to study for like 3 or 4 months. It's actually about action. So like the longest lesson is the strategy one at the start, which is like an hour. And then everything else are all broken into like 15 minute lessons. So it's like teach, action, teach, action, teach, action. So where I'm actually working with you step by step to actually get your podcast out there. And I'm just very, very excited, because before I've actually even published this, I have a few people who've just already started in the course, and they're already like, I'm 30 minutes in and it's freaking amazing. And I really hope even this episode itself has initiated you and given you the confirmation that if your intuition is telling you or whatever, right? That if you're getting that call, this is your permission and this is your empowerment to just freaking go and launch the podcast. And thank you so much to everyone tuning in, and we will be back for some more gold next week.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your journey in activating your higher self. I'm so grateful to every listener in this community and would love to know what you think. So drop into my DMs or send me a message and be a part of the expansion of our collective by subscribing, sharing, and leaving a 5-star review. And let's rise and flow together.